This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Officials from many oil-producing countries are in Vienna for the twice-a-year OPEC summit. The cartel's most recent agreement capped production to push prices up, but worldwide demand for fossil fuel is soaring, so the meetings now have the potential to go from, shall I say, light sweet to heavy sour, to borrow oil's own terms. Well, that's because oil-producing countries have conflicting agendas. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
For 18 months, OPEC and many other oil-producing countries scaled back pumping to cut an oil glut and raise prices. Now crude is climbing, and the mood in Vienna is tense.
Everyone is just trying to read the tea leaves and see the sort of body language of ministers walking in and out of meetings.
Jason Bordoff directs Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy. He's in Vienna.
It seems like the producing countries here are looking for a Goldilocks outcome with prices neither too high nor too low.
Geopolitical factors complicate that. Non-member Russia is poised to pump more. Saudi Arabia may want a higher price to make the upcoming IPO for their state-run oil company more attractive. Iran faces possible sanctions. Sandy Fielden is with Morningstar.
If OPEC agrees to increase production, the Iranians won't be able to take advantage of that, so effectively they'll be losing market share to the Saudis and the Russians.
Meanwhile, ahead of the meeting, President Trump tweeted that OPEC's actions are driving prices too high. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.